Gas prices across the country, especially in California, are inching toward $3 a gallon. The search for cheaper, cleaner fuels has given impetus to California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hydrogen Highways initiative. He wants to build 200 hydrogen refueling stations across the state and create an infrastructure for what some believe will be the fuel of the future. From member station KPCC, Rob Schmitz reports.
Not many Californians thought the key to a greener future would be held by a Republican governor who drives a Humvee. But according to California Environmental Protection Agency Secretary Terry Tamminen, the Hydrogen Highways plan is just good business. It makes sense for a governor who wants to put California in the driver's seat for the next big fuel source.
Car companies have spent literally billions of dollars developing both internal combustion and fuel cell hydrogen-powered vehicles. Every major automobile manufacturer in the entire world has a significant hydrogen program.
The reason? Look no further than your local gas pump. The Department of Energy estimates that when automakers start mass-producing hydrogen-powered vehicles, hydrogen fuel costs will fall significantly below current gas prices. Schwarzenegger's Hydrogen Highways plan aims to put one hydrogen refueling station every 20 miles on all of California's freeways by 2007. The first one in the nation will soon be constructed at the Los Angeles airport. The proposed cost for hydrogen highways is around $100 million. So far, the state has found private funding for two-thirds of that. But right now, the only cars that use fuel cells are like this prototype, parked outside a UC Irvine research lab.
This is a Toyota fuel cell hybrid vehicle.
University engineer Josh Mazzei is test driving one of the world's few hydrogen-powered SUVs.
In general, you can see it has the fit and finish of a production vehicle, although the components might not look familiar.
What's different here is an immense tangle of red, blue, and green wires that surround the fuel cell like a spider web. Mazzei climbs in the car and turns the ignition. The only response is a beep, followed by an eerie silence. A fuel cell doesn't have any moving parts, so there isn't the noise and vibration typical from a standard internal combustion engine. Inside a fuel cell, the proton and electron of each hydrogen atom split. The proton travels through the middle of the cell, while the electron travels on an electronic circuit just inside the cell's wall. The two reunite on the other side and combine with air to form water. It drips out of the tailpipe and is the vehicle's only emission. This prototype, Mazzei says, is worth over $3 million. A company in Sacramento sells a far less powerful model for around $100,000. And this is why some question the timing of Schwarzenegger's initiative. Is it wise for the state to build refueling stations for cars that hardly anybody can afford? For Joe Rome, the answer is an emphatic no. Rome served in the Department of Energy under President Clinton and is writing a book called The Hype About Hydrogen.
People are looking for the silver bullet, the quick fix. Hydrogen is not a quick fix. It's not inherently good for the environment any more than electricity is.
That's because 95% of the world's current hydrogen supply comes from natural gas, in a process that releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and Rome says may add to California's pollution, not reduce it. Rome adds California would be better off investing in more hydrogen research before building so many refueling stations. California EPA's Terry Tamminen disagrees.
Sometimes in environmental sciences, the perfect is the enemy of the possible. And if John Kennedy in the early 1960s had said, let's put a man on the moon when we know every piece of technology and we're 100% certain how everything works and what it's going to cost, we still wouldn't have a space program. And sometimes I think you have to push the envelope.
Tamminen points to clean technologies on the horizon that'll produce hydrogen without fossil fuels and without emissions. But even he and all the fuel cell boosters agree hydrogen fuel cell technology is going to need a lot of time and investment before it becomes a reality for the American driver. Meanwhile, for Schwarzenegger's hydrogen highways, the motto seems to be, if you build it, they will come. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz, Irvine, California.